Can you just tell me a bit about the strategic vision and also tell me what's new about it?
The document provides a positive pathway to profitability in the long term for Prestwick Airport. I think the major new opportunity that it identifies is the Spaceport project. That's a UK project to appoint one of currently eight shortlisted airports to the status of Spaceport.
We've been talking about changes to Prestwick Airport for years. You've mentioned freight and also passenger numbers in this. Now, passengers before, the budget airlines were coming to Prestwick, but Ryanair has just cut a lot of flights and going to Glasgow. How, in that sense, do you think you can save Prestwick Airport?
We realise that we need to invest in the passenger facilities at Prestwick Airport. We have lost 40% of our traffic to Glasgow. We are investing £2.4 million in our passenger facilities in areas like front of terminal refurbishment, completely refurbishing our tax and duty-free area. We will replace aspects of flooring, for instance, in the access to the railway station and various other cosmetic upgrades in order that we can make Prestwick more attractive to passengers and to future airlines and also to allow growth in our existing services.
How do you plan on making it more attractive to airlines?
We appreciate that the customer perception of Prestwick Airport's facilities is not what we want it to be. So by investing this money in infrastructure, we hope to reposition the airport to increase its level of attraction to airlines and to passengers. In terms of freight, though, although in recent years we have seen a decline in freight, this year, in the first six months of our financial year, we're actually up 38% in our freight volume. So there are areas of our business that's performing very well.
Just back to passengers, you say that you want to reposition the infrastructure. How do you plan on doing that?
By targeting investments in certain areas of the passenger experience. As I've mentioned, we're going to refurbish our tax and duty-free area and other areas that our passengers have told us are significantly needing improving.
So we've got the Spaceport and you're planning on improving the passenger facilities. Do you think that that's enough to save Prestwick Airport to make it more attractive to airlines and passengers?
We have a wide range of revenue opportunities, not just in the passenger and indeed not just in freight. We operate in the maintenance, repair and overhaul facilities. We'll hope to attract and target many more potential future investments in that area. To give you an idea, the existing five aircraft facility that's operated by Ryanair employs over 300 people, bringing significant economic benefit to Ayrshire. So we're looking to grow those aspects of the business as well as the passenger and freight.
How do you plan on doing that though?
We will work with our stakeholders in order to provide, to master plan our airfield infrastructure, to provide and identify incentives to attract organisations to Prestwick and to Ayrshire.
And have you decided on what those incentives will be?
Not yet. We're working to develop them. And once we have agreed them, we'll be approaching potential targets for that. But one thing I would mention is that the Spaceport project is potentially of huge benefit to Prestwick, to Ayrshire, to Scotland, and in fact to the UK. The long-term objective from this is to bring up to £10 to £20 billion worth of investment into from the implications to the Spaceport activities, and we are very, very keen to win this bid.
What would you say to those who are worried, still worried? Maybe it's not, maybe their strategic plan hasn't put all their fears at bay. What would you say to those people?
There is no quick fix for Prestwick Airport. This is a long-term vision with identified opportunities. If all those opportunities are delivered, we'll see a successful Prestwick Airport. One of the other key facts in the delivery of those opportunities is the reduction or removal of air passenger duty. That's been devastating to the airline industries in the UK, not just to Prestwick, but to Glasgow and Edinburgh and other Scottish and UK airports. We need that removed. And that, we believe, will lead to significant growth at Prestwick Airport and the airline industry as a whole.